voice has been heard throughout the country against this war and against imperialism right from the very beginning. In the House of Commons this week when he spoke out against this war. By the servile crew supporting this government. But his voice will be heard by history long after the craven mob supporting imperialism of silence. Please welcome. My first words I want to address to the BBC.
Yes.
I want them to remember that they are supposed to be the British Broadcasting Corporation.
Oh, listen in.
Not the Bush Broadcasting Corporation. Has become effectively a puppet parliament with the officer class of the two front benches joined by the sad sacks of the Liberal Democrats who opposed the war until it started and then deserted and joined the ranks of those killing the people in Iraq today. There has developed an iron consensus for war, death and destruction inside the British Parliament. But the British people have been showing all week up and down this country by their strikes, by their walkouts, by their occupations and by this great rally today. Into line. Well, we say that the idea of my country, right or wrong, belongs in the 19th century with the gunboat diplomacy that he is deploying. That is the false patriotism, which is the last refuge of the scoundrel. We will support our country when it is right, and we will oppose our country when it is wrong. We say they are lions led by donkeys. Debunked in the last 72 hours, the racist nonsense that the Lord of all the people in the world, the Iraqi people, were just waiting for foreigners to kill them in order to free them. Because the Iraqi people are resisting in every town and city in Iraq. Many of them have now given their lives to defend their country. Mr. Blair said in his address, and this is almost Shakespearean, how the guilt of the crime that he has committed is now written all over his ravaged face. Well, let me tell them that 1,000 cruise missiles at $1 million a throw, $1 billion of death and destruction, has set off an earthquake throughout the world, and especially in the Arab and Muslim world. Is the very last thing which he has created. 10,000 new Bin Ladens have been born as a result of that earthquake. Now let me close, Andrew, with the words uttered by the last British military commander to occupy Baghdad, General Maud, in 1917, entered Baghdad and said, and I quote directly from the history books, "We come not as conquerors, but as liberators." Within 3 years, thousands of people, including thousands of British people, and including himself, were dead in Iraq as the Iraqi people, using sticks and stones, rose against. Occupiers of their country, and they'll drive out, God willing, this scurvy.